Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about the fact that you can tolerate anxiety. A big part of the struggle with anxiety is this mistaken belief that we can't handle it, that we can't take these symptoms and sensations, the thoughts, that we can't handle it. But I'm here to tell you that you can tolerate it, and that's actually a part of getting out of it, out of the cycle of stress, more adrenaline and cortisol and more anxiety. A central component of healing from high stress, anxiety, and panic is really learning how to tolerate anxious feelings. Life has both ups and downs, and understanding that we can tolerate the downs and that we don't have to avoid them is vital. The inability to tolerate distress is a precise predictor of anxiety. Maybe many of you know this because you maybe can see how you fell into anxiety to begin with, from those thoughts, the idea that you have an inability to tolerate distress. You have it, you just aren't practicing it. And that continues to make the stress build in our lives and keeps us in that stuck place. We all have challenges and problems in our lives. At the core of challenges causing anxiety is our inability to tolerate and manage the distress these challenges bring with them. Sometimes we find ways to manage our distress, and that's relieving in the short term, but produce the same distress in the long run. And some of the ways that we manage our distresses are outright destructive, even in the short run. So we can see here that it is not the distress or the challenge so much as it is what we are doing to manage it that may be part of the problem. An example of this that you may relate to is avoidance. The inner dialogue may go something like this. I can't cope if something bad happens. So if something bad does happen, it will be a catastrophe. So we go about trying to anticipate things in advance and take steps to avoid, to solve the issue before it's even evident, to try to make things perfect, or we worry and we ruminate. We actually talked about this lightly in our group coaching call today, that idea that we get stuck in needing to fix things before they're even broken. The idea of trying to smooth out tomorrow's problems today, it doesn't work. And what it does is it causes us to stress today. Somewhere along the line, we learned that not sitting with our distress or avoiding it altogether was helpful. And it might have been helpful at one point. It may have given you some relief at one point. Otherwise, you wouldn't have kept doing it. We forgot we could adjust, cope, and that we can survive. Being built to experience the full range of human emotions, we can handle them. We are resilient. I can't stress this enough. And it may not come from anywhere outside of you. On a daily basis, you may have to tell yourself these things, that you are a human being who was built to experience the full range of human emotions. That doesn't mean they're all good, happy, comfy emotions, but the full experience. One of my favorite books that I enjoyed when I was coming out of my anxiety panic days, it was at the very tail end, and that may speak to how well this book may have helped me, was Full Catastrophe Living by Jon Kabat-Zinn. And that book, that title alone, Full Catastrophe Living, means that we are taking on the full catastrophe of human emotions. We can do it. We can handle them. We are resilient. We do well to remember our inner security, not react with impulsivity on feelings, have a capacity to self-soothe, and practice self-compassion. It's important that we keep these things in mind because we do have inner security. We need to rely on that, our inner security, not everything around us. And we need to remember that we don't need to react impulsively. We can actually respond, and that may come in a more calm and slow manner. We can self-soothe, and we can practice self-compassion. You know we have talked about that here on many different episodes. While life can send us for a loop with stress, the stress in and of itself is not bad. Stress calls us into action, and it motivates us. It points us toward making corrections in our lives. Stress becomes an issue when it turns into distress by having too many stressors, reaching our stress threshold. And when stress has gone on for too long, it can be another way of moving from stress to distress. Remember, we begin to expand our container for difficult feelings and sensations with self-compassion. So I have some things that I want you to try yourself to be able to expand your container so that you can hold these difficult feelings, you can hold some of these challenges that you thought you couldn't tolerate, the feelings inside that you thought you had to run away from or get rid of. So we can expand our container through practice. So why don't you give some of these tips a try?
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You can grab your journals for this, and I hope that you're not just hearing me say the word journal over and over again, but you've actually maybe taken up a pen and opened that journal to actually write in it. I got an email from somebody recently that said, I heard you talk about it for so long, but I had always thought that I did that once in the past and it didn't help me, so I wasn't going to try it again. And then they took it up. They said, you kept talking about it, so I tried. And they were talking to me in the email about the wonderful insights that they were able to reach through writing. So I hope that maybe you will take a page out of their book and actually pick up the pen and your own journal and get writing yourself. So here are some of the questions that maybe you could answer in your journal to help you deal with what we're talking about here, the idea that you actually can tolerate this anxiety. What can you do something about, and over what can you have some control? Or put another way, over what do you have no control? So what is it that you can actually do something about, and what do you have no control over? You can maybe split the page in half, left and right, a nice line down the middle of it. On the left, these are the things I can control, and on the right, these are things I cannot control. The next question is, where can you tolerate stress without being in fear, and where can you become more resilient? So where is it that you can tolerate stress without getting afraid, without running into fear and having the anxiety rise up in you so that it's getting you near panic, you going down the wormhole, right? And where can you become more resilient? Where is it that you need to practice sitting a little bit, staying with it? Just stay. I put a meme out a long time ago on, I believe, Facebook, and it said, just stay. Because so often we want to run. And the more we run, the more our mind and body are reacting to what they think is an emergency. Running looks like we are in danger and trying to get away. So we don't need to run. If we are safe, and we are just wanting to get away from these feelings because we think we cannot tolerate them, just stay. Another question is, where can you befriend or make peace with these difficult feelings and sensations you may be experiencing with your anxiety? Where can you make peace with these feelings? And the final question that I have for you is, why might you be holding back on your self-compassion? Self-compassion is another thing that gets brought up almost as much as journaling because it's important. Like I said earlier, we begin to expand our container for difficult feelings and sensations and emotions when we are self-compassionate. Be kind to yourself. Give yourself the pat on the back for a little tiny win, right? Don't wait for the big thing. Give yourself a pat on the back for the small wins. Again, we had a group call today and we gave each other a little applause for little wins and big wins, but we can't ignore the little wins. They really matter. They help you realize you're okay. It's like saying to yourself, yeah, I did it. I'm proud of myself. And that, believe it or not, sets your brain up to want to do that again. So please celebrate your small wins. Be kind to yourself. The world is certainly out there to tell you when you made a mistake. You don't need to beat yourself up. If you made a mistake, you know it. And you can actually be kind to yourself, reminding yourself it was a mistake. It's not the end of the world. As we say in our group, it's all research and development. We are all learning more. We are researching. We are learning more. We are making mistakes and learning from them. We don't need to beat ourselves up. I hope that this show has been helpful for you, and I look forward to being with you in another couple of days. And now for today's quote. Never let the future disturb you. You will meet it, you will have to, with the same weapons of reason which today arm you against the present. And that's from Marcus Aurelius. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.